Bagel.
Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast.
Welcome back. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, Mitchell.
What's the haps tonight? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I made a new... Well, I did a lot of new things today. First off, went to the gym this morning, got a gym membership.
Oh, that's king. Exciting.
Yeah, you know, little things like that. Got a lift in. That felt good.
Planet Fitness?
Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Shout them out. You know, use code BAGEL30 for 30 years free.
That's awesome.
Yeah, huge sponsor of ours. We're actually going to get absolutely shredded. And this is now a fitness podcast. That's everything bagels. Good on macros and seeds.
Uh-huh. And everything's on there, so technically healthy stuff. Plus, I mean,
probably one of the most convenient ways to eat. You're eating everything at once. So
we should make a supplement or like a vitamin that has everything in it. Like everything, including
just a gram of everything.
Yeah, like even like the matter of the universe or time itself.
Like a super tiny amount of like every single substance that we can identify.
Yeah.
So like that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
I think you could do something like, because that means there'd be like a little bit of uranium in there, a little bit of cyanide in there.
Mm.
You know, but also like a little bit of milk in there.
Yeah, and a little bit of pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
That's cool. I will say we'll
bank that away as future merch ideas.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I did say about 30 seconds ago the word sewell, and I was trying to say sick and cool, and I said sewell. So I just had to admit that.
I didn't notice, so that's okay.
I had to confess that just in case you guys were thinking, who's this clown? So that's...
Well, I mean, it's good clarification for Eddie, our closed caption writer.
Yeah.
So now he knows that. It's good for him.
Exactly. So I love Eddie. Dude, he's awesome.
He does a great job for all. I mean, he takes care of all of our YouTube promotion and stuff. And I haven't checked personally, but I know he's posting every single one to YouTube. Closed captioning, intro and outro animations, tagging the people appropriately, and getting copyright restrictions, stuff like that, all taken care of.
I thought you were checking with him. I haven't checked with him.
Well, I'm sure he's doing it.
Okay.
Do you want to just check at some point, though? Yeah. I'm probably going to check at some point.
I don't know. Give me 3 to 5 business months. I'll check on him. I don't really have his number or know anything other than his name's Eddie, so
We actually found him on Craigslist, and then he actually just kind of was like, okay, I'll do that. And then I just paid him a lot of money up front, and then we just kind of trusted him to take care of everything after that, and I think it's gone pretty well. I don't know.
Yeah, how much money? Can you whisper it so then the listeners can't hear? I just want to be able to hear it.
I mean, it's like 6 figures.
Oh, okay. But. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money.
So I took out like 3 mortgages on my apartment, which surprised they let me do that in the first place, but they did, which is cool.
Okay. I refinanced my car that I bought used, so.
You know, it's the little things you got to give to make something work. I'm checking out. Oh, this isn't good.
What?
I'm on our YouTube page, and the last thing he posted was 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
And then before that, it was 7 months. So that's a span of like at least 4 months.
Wait, that's actually wild. Eddie.
He said he was putting up stuff all the time, dude.
Oh my gosh. Somebody check on him.
I checked in with him once a weekend. That must be when he posted the 3 months ago or maybe the 7.
That's brutal.
Well, he had a good stint for a couple of weeks there.
Yeah. And then, he's doing well.
He just stopped. So, that's okay.
Dang. What about our.
I'll talk to Eddie after.
Yeah. What about our intern, George? I think he's supposed to be recording our, like, I think we were going to put out an episode every Thursday, too. Is he recording that and posting those? Like, I haven't checked.
I know we've been sitting down and recording them. I don't know if he's been posting them, though. Our Thursday episodes?
I don't remember that. Are you doing that with George? I haven't been there for
anything. The podcast?
Yeah, like the Thursday one.
Well, I just record my half, and I assume you're recording your half, and then you send it to him, and then we are like talking kind of over each other. That's like the niche thing about the Thursday show
is fun.
It's just us having our own conversation on top of each other.
That is pretty fun. Yeah, no, I haven't been doing that at all. So,
well, it's just been me then. All right, if you want to listen to our Thursday episodes where it's just me, head on over to Spotify.
Yeah,
and search up, I guess, Everything Bagel Matt, I don't remember what we called it.
I don't know.
Just ask George.
I haven't been part of that process at all. I'm kind of offended.
We should stop hiring people and then not checking in on them.
Yeah. Well,
I was looking at our books. We have like 90 people on payroll.
Yeah. Yikes. Corporate America, I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw a short on YouTube. YouTube short is what it's called. I'm going to butcher this entire bit, but it's by, I think, Morning Brew or something. Have you heard of them? They're like the funny job, millennial job, Gen Z thing. And the whole skit was like, we interviewed 20 young people working at a large corporation, and all the people were like, yeah, I don't really like my job here, but I stick around because they don't make me do anything, and I don't think my job matters at all, but they're paying me a lot of money. And then they interview the CEO. He's like, yeah, they don't matter at all. Them being here makes no difference. And then they had the whole group of them. They're like, so all the adults think that you don't want to get a new job because you're lazy and you're not looking for a job. And then all the kids are like, no, we want a job and we're looking and we are actively searching, but nobody wants to hire us. And then they complain that we don't want jobs. And it was a good commentary on the state of employment. So yeah, probably more in like the finance business realm of like, you know, kind of the stigma that Gen Z doesn't want to work and we're all lazy, but then all the Gen Z is like, no, we're actually pretty actively searching. So,
you know, I think it's to blame too.
What?
I think I've said it before is Indeed. I think Indeed has made employers way too accessible to everybody with an internet connection. And what they advertise with the easy apply, where you just tap a button and like 3 buttons later you've applied.
Yeah.
I think it makes it so that when someone posts a job on Indeed, they're getting 300-400 people applying because all they have to do is punch a couple buttons and it all goes in.
Yeah.
Versus like, I don't know if you've ever done an application on a site specifically and you have to enter every single piece of information, upload your resume, do all that stuff. Completely long, like way longer process. And I feel like because of that, Daniel Tosh, I'm not going to reference him much, but he has a bit where he says some people just don't deserve jobs, which I'm not one to say like, you got to work 40 hours a week. That's not my opinion either. But I also think there are some people that are just unfit for the workforce. And that is what makes up the like 2% base unemployment that we should be operating at, I think. And so all that to say, it lets those 2% that shouldn't have jobs still apply for jobs because it's so easy on Indeed. And so that means the employers are looking at it like, dude, I'm not going through 400 resumes. I'm going to go through the ones that apply directly on the site. So,
yeah. Well,
pretty long-winded of me, but
I had not thought about that before, but that kind of makes sense.
But yeah, I like Morning Brew. Yeah. I've seen a couple of their, they have, I don't know if it's them. There might be another group making memes about like shareholder value being like, I just want to increase shareholder value. Like everything they're doing is
yeah,
like,
I think
anything for the shareholders.
What's that guy called? Work, good work or something. That guy's funny. I'm trying to find another short that was classic, and it was like Gen Z versus like boomers trying to get a job. I need to be able to find this because it was so funny. But it was basically, man, okay. Maybe I'll scroll this really fast, see if I can find it. And I don't think I'll be able to find it.
Something just drove by outside my window that sounded like someone dragging a dumpster upside down the street.
Wow. You should get them on the pod.
Yeah, they're gone now.
That's hilarious. Okay, I can't find it. But it was just, why don't you just, it is the boomer, why don't you just walk into a business and declare that you want to fill out a job application? They're like, Dad, they don't do that anymore. Like, you have to apply online and like have 5 years of experience. He's like, I'm telling you, that's what I did. I walked in there and I just yelled, job! And I became the CEO right then. And they're like, no, Dad, I have to walk in. I have to have 5 years of experience for an entry level job. And like, it doesn't work. And he's like, I don't understand the problem. Just walk in, tell them you need a job, and they'll give you a job. And then you can buy a house like me and your mom did when we were 20. It's like, no, it doesn't work anymore. It's a different world out there.
I don't know if you felt this. You can kind of feel that creeping in. I think that's just someone who's had a job for too long.
Uh-huh.
And I think, because I've felt that creeping in from time to time, being one who has a job and being around some people, like I know there's a couple people that are still looking for jobs, and it's like, I don't ever truly believe it, but there are different like intrusive thoughts in the back of my head. It's like, just like go to a business and like ask for a job. Like everyone's hiring. Just go, like, just go find a job. Like we have jobs out here. And it's like, dude, now that I'm also, or I am actually a little bit looking in the market. And so it's been kind of like, oh yeah, it is a pretty dire out there. It's not great.
Yeah.
Like you said, 5-10 years experience for a job that pays for like probably anyone who has like 5 months experience would be a more appropriate requirement for that pay,
yeah.
You know, kind of yeah. stuff where you're like, are you kidding me? That's insulting. But
I think we're the problem because we're hiring Eddie to do no work and we're paying him $100,000, you know?
Yeah. So. But I like Eddie though.
I do too.
From what I know about him, he seems like a good guy.
But yeah.
And you know, I'd hate to, you know, and the other thing, yeah, I'd hate to throw him into this vicious work cycle that we're talking about
now. It's true.
So we're doing a favor.
Yeah. He doesn't serve any purpose here, but let's keep him on. You know?
Right. So, right.
Yeah. Well, good stuff.
We're running a good business.
True. Yeah. Well, man, what kind of things are you wanting to chat about? Maybe
I want
sports update or planes update or watch update.
Yeah, I got a couple updates to give. Right.
Yeah, give me one.
Yeah, well, we'll start with what you said last, the watch update.
All right.
New watch.
The old Timex?
Yeah, a little Timex Tom Snyder collab for the Sky King MK1, respect. Which I like. I think it's nice. That's the watch update, and I'm happy with it. Oh. And it sits nicely on the wrist. And the strap nice. Is a little bit long, but I have little baby wrists, so that's why.
Respect.
I'm not blaming the watchmaker. I'm blaming my own wrist.
Yeah.
For not being thicker. But as we said, going to the gym, going to work on thickening my wrists.
Yeah. What kind of things do you need to do to get a thick wrist? What are the workouts?
You know, wrist bench press, wrist curls, wrist squats, wrist leg extensions, just like the, yeah, just those workouts. And then wrist cardio as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, taking my wrist on runs.
That's good.
Yeah.
I usually leave mine at home, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, usually I did too, but now that it's, like, trying to bulk it up, you know.
Makes sense.
Between that and, like, the ice water baths for my wrist exclusively,
yeah,
I think it's going to help a lot.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of somehow.
A constant ice water bath on my left hand. Ooh. Ooh.
I like the idea of it's trying to get your wrist icy. Into a thing of water without getting your hand in there somehow. Just,
I don't know. That's why it's nice. My ice has a strap on it.
strapped. it stays on. Do you remember in college when we taped our Apple Watch without the band to our wrist, and it was just the watch? That was disgusting.
That was one of my favorite concepts we've ever executed together.
I'll find the photo. I'll throw it on Instagram.
It's so funny. I love it. And then also, yeah, big plane update. Boeing is just falling apart.
Really?
Specifically United SFO for some reason.
Oh.
If you're on a United flight departing to or arriving at San Francisco airport, SFO, I believe. That is San Francisco, right?
I believe you. I have no idea.
All right. Well, that's my belief.
That's your
they've
truth.
Been having like issues, man. One lost a wheel. One had like a cowling issue that like made them all have to turn back around and land. Uh-oh. The wheel that fell off one, just straight out of Looney Tunes, fell off the plane while it was taking off and landed on a car in the parking lot.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Imagine coming out to your car, just it's like, yeah, oh, man.
Sheesh.
I was gonna drive home.
That's wild. This was this all yeah. like pretty recently?
Yeah. Like in the last 5 days, there's just been like a bunch of plane incidents, and Boeing is kind of like, no, we didn't do anything. It's our other guy. Like, because they don't do any of their own work anymore. They basically hire out like fuselage, building, assembly is going to be hired out. It's called Spirit Aerodynamics, not Spirit Airlines, Aero. They, you know, bring it out to them, and then all these different pieces from different manufacturers come together, and then they get assembled by Boeing. So it's like they don't have a ton of quality control, it seems like, because they keep on having issues, and then they just sit there and go, oh, it wasn't us, it was our supplier, this guy. So I think it's a matter of time before we see another. This is a grim prediction, and I recognize that, but I think it's going to be a while, or not going to be very long, until we see another pretty bad plane accident, crash, something.
Oof.
So.
Not good.
Debbie Downer of a plane update, but then sports update. I seem to be a lucky charm for the Blue Jackets.
Yeah. Have they won like every game you've been to?
I can't remember the last game I went to that they lost at. Every time I go, they win. So that's and every time I go and they win, I also seem to win too. I usually gamble on the games and they've just been hitting like crazy. So
nice.
It's been fun. Went there with my brother on Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night. Had a great time. Fantastic. Fun. Yeah. And that's been my week in review. How about your week in review?
Yeah, well, I was going to say sports, kind of sports vibe. Have you been paying attention at all to the Buckeyes, like, basketball team?
Yeah, I saw they had a terrible coach and they were just losing everything at the beginning. Fired him, this interim guy who just got, I think they just hired him as head coach,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jake Diebler.
Diebler.
Yeah. Yeah, he won five of six games that he... And they hadn't, I was watching some with my dad over the weekend, they hadn't won a game on the road in like a year and a half. And then they just won like two games on the road in the last like couple weeks with the new coach, which is crazy. They beat, I think, Purdue, who is like number two seed.
Huge upset.
Yeah. Beat Michigan, who they weren't that good, but still like a fun win. But yeah, crazy stuff. I think I watched them against Nebraska. It was a tight game, but they won. So just kind of fun to see. They didn't make March Madness like the tournament, but they were pretty close. I think that if they had beat like Illinois, they might have. They lost to Illinois, but I mean.
Or no, I think they lost to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's the state. So pretty crazy, but I just thought that was fun. I had not been paying attention. I just knew they were kind of bad. And then suddenly they were really good.
I think for like context too, like on that Ohio State win over Purdue. Purdue went in, I think, as a one seed into the bracket.
Mm, sounds right.
I'm 90% sure.
I think
they're
one maybe seed. Two seed now, but like pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Oh wait, they're one seed now or two seed now?
I think they're currently a one seed in the bracket for their area. I think I'm checking now.
Well,
yeah, they are a one seed.
Dang. Yeah,
so they'll play, that is crazy. I'm so excited. So as everyone knows, I don't work on, they lock soon. The brackets lock soon. I don't work during the week, so I have plenty of time to watch basketball, and I'm very excited.
Fun stuff, dude. Yeah. Well, I get to go to the first two games, the play-in games in Dayton, tomorrow night, so that'll be super fun. Who's playing those yet?
It looks like MWMWSW. What does this mean? Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday?
I'm going on Tuesday.
Oh, no, that then. I don't know how to find this. Tuesday, 6:40?
Yeah.
So you're going to have Wagner versus Howard.
Are those just two guys?
Yep, just two. It's actually a fight. It's
just a one-on-one, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Money's on Howard.
On Tuesday at 9:10, you have Colorado State versus Virginia.
Okay, I recognize both of those places, so I'm more looking forward to that game. But, well, fun.
I would like to... what's it on? What are they streaming this on? True TV. I have that.
Oh, sick.
I don't know if I have that. Is that what Impractical Jokers is on?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, I have it. That's my awesome. Context.
Wow. Fun. Maybe we'll get a cameo from Sal during the game.
There we go. Okay, so out of... do you have any team? Do you know of any teams that you like a lot?
In general?
I'm cheating. I'm looking at the bracket right now. Yeah, like you want to win.
I had in the finals Gonzaga versus Iowa State. And then I had Iowa
You're
State.
You're into Iowa State right now. I know you're big on Iowa State.
Yeah. Ever since I got that free Iowa State Nike t-shirt, I've been all in. And it's
I think my brother might have some Iowa State stuff. He almost went there, you know.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to find Iowa State. They're in the playoff.
Yeah, they're like a two seed.
I think. Oh yeah, here it is. Yeah, Iowa State versus South Dakota State.
Dude, Lincoln's going down.
I think
South Dakota boy.
They have a good likelihood to make it pretty deep. Did Marquette make it? They did. Yeah. Two seed. I figured they would. They had a weird slump at the end there. They lost this other guy, Kolek.
Okay.
He was like huge for them, and then he was out for a while, so I don't know if they fell off hard enough or not. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Should we make a bracket between the two of us?
Sure.
And then review it on as often as possible?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm going to do tonight after this. I'm going to sit down and make family leagues and stuff for the brackets.
Fun. Yeah, I just wrote down I need to fill out a couple brackets.
There's this board HR puts up at my work, and it's like, it'll ask a random question of the day. And they were like, what's your favorite thing about springtime? And I said, brackets.
Nice.
I love brackets. I love a good bracket.
Mm. I'm getting excited about, in spring, watching some golf. In theory, I like watching golf. In reality, I don't watch golf. But, like, Masters are next month.
The Players is on now.
I know. I was watching some of it yesterday.
Oh, really?
And in theory, I love watching golf. I don't really spend a lot of my own personal free time watching sports by myself. But just the fact that they're playing some major tournaments is fun to me. And it's kind of springtime.
I 100% agree.
You know, golf courses are some of the, like, most pretty places. And so it's just fun kind of being in the zone where I know there's some guys playing a really nice course, you know, down in Florida, and it's sunny. So,
yeah. And just the sounds.
Yeah. It's just nice.
The sound of a putt.
The sound of
even the drive.
A nice swing. Oh, yeah. That smack. Oh, that was nice. Well,
then you just, thanks, man. And then you just like sit, and it's always perfect too, because the, you know, I'm sure, I know there's great producers in the world as far as music goes. You know, you have your John Bellions, you have your, that one guy. You know the guy
David
Taylor
Guetta?
Swift's guy? No. same.
Shout out to his family.
Shout out to his family.
Are you talking about
I know
Phineas?
There's a lot of guys out there that are, yeah, Phineas,
yeah,
that are out there that are good at sound mixing and things, but whoever's on golf broadcasts just takes it to a whole new level with just like the ambiance is perfectly done, but then you hear the crack of a drive, but it's never too loud. It's never like, oh, it like somehow meshes with the rest of the sounds of the wilderness. Yeah. Like,
it's fun.
That belongs there.
I want to see, I'm sure this exists. I'm going to look up a video of just like the logistics of live broadcasting. I don't think they actually live broadcast the major tournaments, but maybe. And if like the logistics of like broadcasting a tournament, you know, I'm curious if they do it live because they show so many different players and like they'll probably have a player on hole 8 and a player on hole 9 going at the same time. But anyway, just the logistics of all of it, getting even like the cameras set up in a way where they can broadcast to like where it's actually being produced outside is fun. All the different audio, you know, is cool. So
I'm sure there's videos and stuff. I'm pretty sure it's all live, especially for like the Masters and things.
I bet it's live. Although I bet sometimes.
Because pre-recorded sporting events with like social media would be kind of useless.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Cause you know, like, one player is hitting on hole 8. One player is hitting a hole 9. If it was live, they wouldn't be able to show them at the same time. I'm sure they maybe sometimes delay a shot by like 15 seconds to get them.
What do you mean they wouldn't? Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do that.
Like, and that's kind of fun to think about, too. Like, other sports, they never have to worry about that. You know,
yeah,
in football,
true.
You just kind of show what's happening. But in golf, it's like there's probably 10 players hitting at the same time. I don't know. It's just fun. It's fun to think about that.
That's true.
It would be fun to see that all in action. I'm very curious about all of that. I've seen like a video of how they do like NFL games, you know, the production of those, and
those
are so
fun.
Cool. So it's just quite the thing they got going on, and it's fun stuff.
I like the way, I don't know, have you seen like the yellow line, a video about like how the yellow line works?
Yeah.
And they just map the entire field like a green screen. I like
that's
that
crazy.
A lot.
I like how the origin of that was the puck thing in hockey and everybody hated it. But then they use that to actually make all the overlay stuff in football and other sports.
Yeah.
The puck thing is hilarious.
Everyone's like, this is terrible and I hate it and I never want to see it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll turn it on for like an illustration purpose, not during the game at all. But every time I see it, I'm still kind of like viscerally like, yeah, stop.
What the?
I can see the puck.
Yeah.
Why do we need to know where it went? Like, what? That doesn't hilarious. Help.
Yeah, shout out to my friends Aaron and Johnny, Fifth and Goal podcast. They made a cool video about the yellow line. That's where I learned about this. So
maybe,
I don't know if they got their sources from other videos, but they made a good video. So look it up if you're curious about the yellow line.
I'll have to look.
So yeah. I think I just saw like a minute long version. It's helpful. So yeah.
Huh. I'm intrigued already.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. Any other updates for the sports world for you?
Just fun sports stuff. I played, this was like last Monday actually, so a week ago, but I got to play some really fun pickleball with my sister Jemay and then Tim and his fiance Paige. So you guys know Tim. I'm also friends with Paige, but we got to play some pickleball and, it was super fun. So we played for like 2 hours, cause Tim was like hanging out around Cedarville and, so, yeah, it was a good time. It was, like, a little windy, but it would die down a lot. And
yeah.
So, yeah, Tim and Paige are just funny. We were gooning. Jemay's super funny, too. So we had, like, a pretty ongoing bit that was, like, rule number one of pickleball and then rule number two, and we would just kind of come up with different rules. So I think the official rules were rule number one, don't apologize if you hit a bad shot, which is just kind of good advice, you know. I'm always telling people, don't apologize for hitting a bad shot. Everybody does it. Like, be aggressive.
It's a really wholesome critique.
Thank you. Number two was, it's been a week. We would just make up random stuff. So rule number two is like, do not snap your paddle in half when you hit a bad shot. Like, that's kind of the next thing.
Whoa.
Rule number three, like, leave your gun at home.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, rule four. It would
weigh you down.
What? Yeah, I know.
Like having it in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's just not really a great look, you know. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. So, I think Tim maybe listens to our podcast still. I think he mentioned something. So, Tim, if you're listening, tell me if you remember any of the rules because I couldn't really remember. But
I know my brother listens.
Nice.
Yeah, I was talking to him when he was over for the game. Yeah,
respect. Which brother?
Ezra.
Nice. All right. Well, that's fun. Next time I see him on campus, I'll ask him about it.
Yeah, just interrogate him.
Yeah. So it is always a little weird, like, you know, I never know, like, should I talk to people about it? Because it's like, I don't want to just brag about the thing that I'm doing when it doesn't even matter that much. But I don't know.
Do you mean like talk to people, like promote people? Like promote it to people?
No, just like if I saw Ezra like, hey, what'd you think of the last episode? It's just kind of weird. But maybe not. I don't think it's that weird. But
no, I don't think it'd be weird. It'd be weird if it was every time you saw him. Be like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was good, dude. He's like, what'd you think of it? What'd you think of it?
What'd you think? Or like if I knew he didn't listen, I'm like, hey, did you listen? Did you listen to the podcast? Did you listen?
If he goes like, no, I missed it this week. Be like, oh, that's fine. That's fine. Next week. So did you listen to the last two then now to get caught up? It's like, no, I missed them again.
You know, all right. So. Strike two.
Hey, man, you got three to listen to. Hope you're blocking out some time to get that done.
Yeah, I'm like foaming at the mouth at this point.
Yeah.
Just visibly mad.
Really scary. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like Roy showing up at Dunder Mifflin ready to punch Jim kind of thing.
Yeah. Worked for Dwight Schrute, though.
Facts. Yeah.
Can't believe that like showed him getting shot like that on The Office, but NBC was a different time back then.
Yeah, yeah. Different beast. That was crazy.
Yeah. They allowed for that kind of humor.
Yeah.
These days though, it's getting too soft.
Liberals don't even watch TV. What?
They make it.
Yeah. Let's talk about politics.
Let's go ahead.
Let's go ahead and talk about it. I have some opinions.
We got an election coming up.
And I'm mad.
There are things to talk about politics wise. I'm mad too, and I think if we're mad about the same things, then we'll agree.
Yeah. Who did you vote for, by the way, in the last election?
I didn't vote.
Okay, so that's basically a vote for Trump if you voted for Kanye. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, gosh.
See, but like also, it's nice though because it completely alleviates you from any sort of accountability, which is really nice because it's like, hey man, I didn't vote for him.
Wow.
If it goes badly and if it goes well, be like, I didn't vote.
Yeah.
Or well, like it didn't make a difference because you won anyways. So there we go.
It's true. I say screw voting. Let's go ahead and find the closest relative to, let's say, Abraham Lincoln. Everybody likes that guy. He tried to stop racism and stuff. Yeah. Well, they didn't do a great job on like stopping racism, but they did stop slavery pretty much. So that was good.
Right. That's a good point.
So we kind of still screwed it up for a while longer.
Do that from time to time.
Yeah. But anyway, let's find the closest relative to Honest Abe and just elect him or her. See what happens, no matter how old. Well, you know, it's kind of like back in the day when they would elect a king who was like 8 years old and he would just mess everything up. Let's just try it. I'm curious to see what happens.
I mean, they continue to exist as a society, so it clearly worked.
Yeah.
You know, I got another idea too. So back in the old days in Rome, they used to have these guys that would get put in charge for 1 year.
Okay.
And there was two of them.
Oh.
And they would have to agree on things before they could do it. And they only were in charge for 1 year and then they were done.
Oh, really?
And so they would come in and do as much as possible to make their name as big and as huge as possible.
Okay.
And so they would just, that's why Rome just was like invading, invading, invading. Because everyone who got in power was like, I would like to invade every piece of land around me and own it. So that way I will be on some sort of currency or build a statue of me.
And the other guy's like, frick yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
The other guy's like, hey, that's same.
My goal too. I can be on the 5, you can be on the 10.
Or like, in a worst case, he'd be like, oh, he wants to invade every bit of land. Well, I want to invade every bit of land and see.
Oh, so then they invade everything.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this true?
I think we should do that.
What are these rulers called? Are you just making this
consoles,
up?
Consuls, I think.
That's awesome. I did not know that. Doesn't sound like the best idea, but it sounds very entertaining to watch, like a TV show about it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
That's hilarious.
I think it's a really good idea.
Okay, so think about this. 2 8-year-olds as president.
Dude, that'd be insane. And also, sometimes you'd get the chill 8-year-old who's like, dude, I'm not about this war thing. Let's just like be super chill at home.
Let's just
and then
play
you get a year of
square.
Chilling out. Yeah, dude. I think it'd be a really fun idea. I also like the idea of a lottery system.
Okay.
Where one time, the Mega Millions, it runs a presidential one.
Okay. Right?
It's a presidential lottery
draw. That'd be crazy.
And if you guess the Powerball correctly, you not only win the jackpot, you also become president of the U.S.
Wow.
Now, for the term, we could shorten it because there's a chance you'll get, you know, Meth Head Mandy in there, and you're like, ah, that's not great.
Yeah, no.
So we'll have to figure that out, too. Maybe we would associate something with a number on the Powerball to their term length. Maybe we say whatever the total number is your term in hours.
Mm. I like it.
So, yeah, I mean, it would be a lot of different presidents real quick, but we could just leave the inauguration set up instead of having to set it up and tear it down all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've thought a lot about this topic.
Did you ever play Foursquare, by the way? Just kind of going back to that. Were you a Foursquare guy? I loved Foursquare in like 4th and 5th grade. And I'm trying to remember all the different rules. I'm remembering Cherry Bomb. These are all the rules where before the match you would establish these are good, these are bad, kind of dependent on the day.
Cherry Bomb. It was just what is bad. We never said you can do this. It was know this.
So do you remember any of the other rules? I'm trying to look for some of them.
Let's see. Double bounces.
Okay, yeah.
Like, there was one. No, you could allow it, though, I'm pretty sure. You're right. There were some allowances, because you'd be like, double bounces, cherry bomb.
I'm going to look up Foursquare special moves.
Snake eyes.
Oh, snake eyes? Okay.
Was that one?
I'm trying to remember. They all had
awesome
names.
I thought it was like, you can't look at one player and throw the ball at the other one unless snake eyes.
Oh, yeah, snake eyes. Snake eyes were awesome. Like, that's the best, though.
Then you could also call things too, where it would be like if it hit your foot and bounced out, it could be considered not out, and you would remain because it was a shoe shiner.
Okay, we didn't have shoe shiners out in Washington, but that's a great rule.
Shoe shine.
That's amazing. You get to
bring it back in. And then there's line, of course. Yeah. Line. That hit line. That hit line.
Yeah. Was line out, I'm assuming?
No, line was you could just.
Oh, line's good.
Yeah, if it hit the line, then it was like, dude, that hit line.
Need to play that more wasn't Foursquare. Okay, this one's fun. Black Magic. I vaguely remember this
one. Wait. Oh, let me think what that was.
It's honestly pretty confusing, so I'm curious if you can remember this.
Oh, it was some weird thing. I can't recall. What is it?
It's when the king says black magic, when twirling the ball in their hands before throwing it. When they throw it, they yell dare. And if the player doesn't catch it, they have to perform a dare of the king's designation, which is just crazy.
Oh, we never played. I don't think we ever allowed it.
That one's kind of brutal.
Yeah, that is an insane one.
Okay, I like this one.
Give me another one.
This one's called... I'll give you what it means, and then you have to tell me what the name is, in parentheses. Catching between one's legs. This is like more of a skill. And you have to tell me what that person is called when they do this.
Flamingo?
No, they're called the Annihilator. Because if you catch it between your legs, everybody else is out. Isn't that awesome?
I never played that.
I never did that either, but that one's dope.
If I was sitting there as a fourth grader being like, Annihilator, everyone would be like, shut up. What are you talking about?
That'd be dope.
Well, how'd you find that?
I'm on a website called square4.org/cool rules. Okay. Ice cream cone during gameplay, and when the server has the ball, they must yell at ice cream cone. When the server does, they grab the ball and run to the center of the four square. The other players must rush to get their feet outside of the boundaries. The last person to get their feet outside is out. Huh. Kind of fun.
These are intriguing. Oh, yeah. You could also do body part stuff where it's like no, or something like no legs or something, or yes legs.
Mm.
Like you could kick too.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple just crazy ones in a row. So we got Midget World.
Double taps. That's what it's called. Or double bounces.
Yeah.
The ball can or must sometimes bounce twice in the player's square before the player hits it.
Nice.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we got Midget World, which probably shouldn't even say that. The king.
Little I'm person just, world.
I was reading this. The king may call Midget World before the serve, and all players must play in a squatting position for the match. And then we got a second one, which is called Mini Michael Jackson. And this is a round that is played with all in the squatting position. And basically, a receiver must hit the serve regardless of interference or if they're not ready. I don't get this one at all, but it's just, why is it called Mini Michael Jackson? Why are we saying Midget World in this year? But just, I don't know. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's intriguing. These are interesting rules. I've never seen or heard of really any of these.
No, yeah. But it's a great website. Man. Okay.
Yeah, these are around the world.
Okay, nice.
Touch the front corner with foot, then proceed touching all the players. What? Yeah, I don't remember those rules.
Really, the biggest thing I personally remember, and this was more of a Sage Point Elementary type thing, was there was this one kid. I don't remember his name. It started with a D. But every time he would hit... Oh, his name was like a last name. Like he had a last name as a first name. Like his name was like Davidson? Hanson or something. Yeah, something like that. And he would, every time he got in the King Square, he would start by saying... It's on like Donkey Kong, and then he would serve it. Every single time he would ever be in the King Square, pre-serve, it's on like Donkey Kong, and then he would serve. So that was just his thing, and it stuck in my head, you know?
I love that.
I respect it, you know? What?
Were you a nice king, or were you not a nice king?
I don't remember for sure. I would hope a nice king, but I could have been more of a tyrant type situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're a nice guy, but once you're in the King Square, like all rules are out, you know.
What about like the prince spot?
I would say I was probably more of a brutal prince. because you're trying to then get into this, grow, in this square.
There was always, it's kind of funny looking back. This would be a fun idea to make a sketch out of, is like Foursquare.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's already been done, but like having this like historic story about these two guys that start in the front square or in line together. And he's like, man, I'm going to make you a king. The guy behind him. And then he's like, nah, I'm not sure if I'm deserving of that. And then they play through the game. And then the guy behind him, who would be the prince, is like driving people out from the way in front of him. And then he gets all the way to the king spot. And he's like, I can't believe you do this for me. And he's like, I told you I'd make you a king. And he's the prince and he's the king. And then the king sacrifices himself. And then he becomes the king, kind of a thing.
That's
but
big.
It's all played by like little kids.
Yeah.
Who are just like, but it's like super thematically videoed and like super like crazy music.
Nice.
Yep, that's an idea I just had.
I wrote it down so we can do it.
Did you actually?
Dude, I've been writing down skit ideas like crazy. I have like 15 video ideas that I've written down in the last few days. Like an idea machine these days. So, I don't know if
like that idea. Good, part of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love, dude, Foursquare at all times. You know, I think I have the ideal, like, have you ever seen, like, the, it's referencing illegal drugs. Well, legal now, I guess, in Ohio, but the blunt rotation groups where it's, like, nightmare blunt rotation.
Yeah.
That, I have the, like, I have a nightmare Foursquare rotation for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You got Joe Biden in all the right. King Square, and he's changing the rules. He's changing the rules all the time.
Joe Biden.
But he can't talk, right? So he's like, no double bounces. No bounces, an ice cream cone. No ice cream cone.
right,
so he's trying to make these rules. And then directly to his right, you got the most heinous prince. You got Donald Trump right next to him, right?
Yeah.
And then next to Donald, he's just yelling.
He's just
yelling about how we can't hear the rules and then make you fun of the stutter. And then in the second square, you have, Chris Christie in the second square. And he's just happy to be there. And he's like, Joe, do double bouncies. Joe, do double touchies. Because he can't move that quick. We've seen him. He's not moving very quick.
Don't do mini Michael Jackson.
No, yeah, exactly. He's like, don't do any like the hard ones. And then in the first square, you just got like, I think Conor McGregor, just in the first square, and he's just yelling at everyone in an Irish accent.
Hey, I'm gonna punch your lights out.
I'm gonna punch your lights out. I'm gonna really drive this ball right into your square, and knock you out. I deserve to be king.
Chicken feet. You got chicken feet.
Yeah.
What was that? Aye, that was a line. I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be the ideal. That's how we determine presidents.
That was not chicken feet. My chicken feet are fantastic. They're the best. They're marvelous.
How about you get four lives and everyone that wants to play gets in a big game? Did you ever expand your four square games beyond just four squares?
No, we only had the four.
Oh, we always played in a parking lot.
Oh, frick.
So the parking lot, we would use parking spots, which are unique because they're super long.
Oh, that's kind of sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, dude, since we're in a parking lot, if the line was too long, we would just add squares. We'd play 10 square, 12 square.
That's awesome.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's like 25 square instead of 9 square at camp.
Great. Yeah, exactly. By the way. Except it was still by twos because you couldn't have an odd one out. So it was like 24 square.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I think that's how we should do it anyways. Just if you want to be president, hop in line and we'll play a big game until there's one guy who's been the king or everyone gets three lives. And once you're out. And then whoever is left standing with the most lives at the end then wins. And he's president.
I like it. Dude, yeah. I kind of in the realm of the dream blunt rotation, I used to not know what the phrase hits blunt meant. Did you ever see those memes that was like hits blunt and then you'd say something crazy? Like it was like a shower thought basically, but the I don't know. Think of the shower thought.
That sounds familiar.
But I used to like not know what that meant. And so I would
just tell me you used it.
I have tweets from when I was like 15 that are just like hits blunt. When you cut off a turtle shell, it's just like a weasel. I don't, whatever the phrase was. And then I realized like 5 years later that I was pretty much admitting to like
smoking lighting weed. One up.
So
that's so funny. Yeah. You're just like, oh no. So and they're so far buried in your timeline, it's probably like, yeah, no, not getting those back.
Yeah. And if I, you know, it's the kind of thing that'll get dug up one day if anybody's trying to cancel me, just kind of yeah. bring up my weed.
Well, now
past.
That we know it's there, I'll look for it for sure. Just to kind of have that in my pocket.
Yeah. So I'm still mad about politics. You know what I think we should do?
What?
I think that in order to determine the president, we kind of do the same process as we're in right now, kind of get some of those debates going, get them on the ballot. But when it gets down to like October, you know, like last weekend of October, I think we should, in the heat of the fall, you know, I guess the heart of the fall, nice weather, we should get all these people out to like an elementary school field and then have them compete in games such as the tug of war, the water balloon toss, the classic relay race with the bucket. And then whoever wins these, we can call it a field day. Whoever wins field day is then president. I think that's what we should do.
I love that idea. Yeah, that's a good. And I think we could also do stuff too, like as the games go on and we start thinning out the candidates, then they can pick their like running mate and then do like a three-legged race with your running mate.
Yeah, in a little brown sack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
So, and then at the end, we can all just have one of those, what are those called? The frozen popsicle things in a little plastic cylinder.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are called. But
bomb pop?
Yeah, a little bomb pop, have some lemonade and call it a day. Just hang and then go hang out inside for a few minutes and sign everybody's yearbook. But
yeah, it'd just be so unbelievably hot. Like I kinda want it earlier because that's an integral part of field day.
Yeah.
It's just the hottest temperature you've ever felt.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know about you, but I went to a school with a dress code that applied throughout recess and throughout everything. And so we would be out there fully polo shirted up, not breathable in the slightest, with some Dickies pants on that were like wearing straight up canvas on your legs.
Permanent.
I was just a little
sweat.
I had two little heat tunnels going down around my legs, and then I was wearing a tarp on top.
Mm.
It got warm, and then you come in and just hit that LK water fountain, dude. Just
come on. Oh, the LK. So I love fire. That.
Some of the best. But if you were late, then it was warm, and then it was like, I'd rather die. Drink that.
Gosh. Man. Yeah, we didn't. I mean, I went to public school for most of my life, so we didn't have dress code. I mean, it was a wild west out there. You could wear whatever you wanted to field day, and the cool, you know, the less the better.
Cookie Monster, PJ pants, where I go.
Yeah. Minion or the Bob for today.
Minion or the Bob for today.
I still think about that. So, yeah. You know, are you mad about politics? I have some more opinions. Do you have any opinions? Are you mad? I'm mad.
I'm a little irritated. I think we should have more people running, like I was saying earlier. Just make it random.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm mad. You know how when you become president and you like put your hand on the Bible and like swear on it?
Yeah.
I think we take it a step further. We open up to that passage where Elijah or something was getting made fun of and he yelled at them and then bears ate them. We open to that passage and then the threat is that if you don't make good decisions as president, then you're going to get eaten by a bear, I think. So
yeah,
that's
like
why
that.
I'm mad. So
no, that makes sense to me.
Are you mad? Cause I'm mad. What else are you mad about?
Man, I'm mad about the same things you are, man. That's
yeah. I think our national anthem should be officially changed to the Alvin and the Chipmunks remix version. That's why I'm mad.
I think we should not just remix it and change it all together to I don't know. I think Baby by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, like the Alvin and Chipmunks remix, right?
Oh yeah, no, that was presumed. Yeah. Assumed.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm mad. So
what else you got going? Is that it?
Are you mad about anything?
I'm sure I'll think of stuff, you know, borders, you know, heating up down there. I think that we should just, you know, instead of building up, dig down. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
If we really want to make a split, then we'll just a really big trench, and then, you know, we can protect it because it'll all be waterways. We can have boats.
I agree. That's why I'm mad. So
you don't have anything else?
My anger can wait.
Okay.
But I'm still mad, believe me, like, about politics.
Why don't we, I think it'd be really fun to just kind of let the states, I've said it before, just let them be like their own countries.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I think, like, what's the point of, like, Canada? You know?
We could take it.
Get rid of it. I don't know. Make it 51st state. I've never personally been there.
Canada is just an entire state.
Yeah, just one big state. So
I love that. That's funny.
So, yeah. But I'll still be mad, but I don't really have any other opinions right now. You know, I'm just such a political guy.
No, but yeah. Every time we get on the pod, it's just politics, politics, politics. So,
gosh. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. So,
yeah.
But that's all I got about politics right now. Mostly the Alvin and the Chipmunks thing.
No, that makes sense, though. I understand that completely. I think it would be a great addition. I think it would be moving and also communicate, you know, where we've been as an American people and where we're headed.
Yeah. So,
like, when you have a live performer of the national anthem, would their voice have to go through, like, a voice, like, modulator to make it sound like that?
No, I think they
It'd be like, Olivia Rodrigo sings the national anthem for the Spurs versus the Nets game.
Sure.
And she's out there, and then she goes, and just jumps up to, like, a billion octaves above in, like, chipmunk voice.
I like that. And if they don't have the technology to do that, I think they just make the performer give their best impression.
Yeah, I agree.
And before that, you know, for good measure, let's have them swear on the Bible of that passage.
That specific passage. If they make any poor decisions, bears.
Yep.
Beats. So.
Battlestar Galactica. Beats?
Bees.
He's not on board. Let's see who can bring in more honey. That's a great scene. Beads are cheap. Man. Are beads cheap? So.
He's not on board. I haven't watched that in a while.
Yeah, me neither. But I've been watching Parks and Rec, which is great too.
Also a fantastic show. Fantastic show.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What? What else?
Oh, I made a burger bowl today.
What is a burger bowl?
I knew Jake, good buddy Jake, eats them. And what he does is he literally takes ground beef, throws it in a pan, browns it, and then adds some spices in there, and then scoops just bunches of shredded lettuce into a big bowl. Wow. Then you dump the ground beef with spices on top, and then I drop some cheddar cheese, mayo, mustard, and some pickles, and then you just stir it all up, and it's like 30 grams of protein.
Dang.
And then, like, lettuce, good for you, probably. And then, like, some added little bonus things in there that help fill in the other cracks. And it's really good, honestly. Hit the spot.
Wow.
I ate that after lifting, and then I had a protein shake. So I am all in on the protein right now.
Dang.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Beefed up. Are you natty?
I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to figure out where to buy steroids. I'm trying to, you know, I'm one day into this lifting thing, and I'm kind of over it. So I think I'd like to just, you know, get super juiced out of my mind.
And then
just look huge and unnatural.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, that sounds like way easier.
Yeah. You ever heard of the Liver King?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
And it came out, he was on like every steroid known to man.
He was like, duh. He was paying like $15,000 a month for steroids.
Just crazy.
For those listening at home, his whole thing was that he was like fully natural, would only eat like raw meat and live off the ground. Slept on like
pallets.
Yeah. So, but then he is apparently spending a lot of money, nearly as much as we're paying Eddie on steroids. So kind of funny. Nothing's real.
Just a little intriguing for someone who claims to be natural to actually be on a lot of steroids at once.
Yep. But to be fair, he looks insanely shredded. So it's kind of working.
to a point where it's almost weird, where it's like, I don't think you're supposed to have muscles there. I think you are taking so many steroids that improving growth. Your body's just finding places being like, we could use a muscle there. Sure. Muscle Boink. There now.
Yep. New muscle just dropped.
Yep.
Are we
dropping new muscles left and right?
I know it's hard to see him, but are we thinking John Cena's on steroids?
I don't know. I think a lot of actors use steroids to get to a point, and then once they're there, they maintain it. Mm. I don't know if they like are actively on them. It's a good question.
During the Oscars, he had a bit where he was like not really wearing clothes, and you could see most of his body, and he was very ripped. I was curious if he was.
I just Googled John Cena steroids.
Yeah.
Yes, John Cena takes steroids.
Okay.
But that's also on Quora.
Oh. That's some dude just sitting in his basement typing it out.
February 22nd, 2024, Cena claims he's never taken steroids.
Wow. I don't know if I believe it.
I don't really either.
He was to be just honest. So ripped.
He is like freakishly huge.
Yeah.
He also is like weirdly always looks just so pleasant, I guess would be the word.
What does it mean for a guy to look so pleasant to you?
Like, he just looks so like, hey, I'm John Cena.
Oh, like
I'm
a nice
glad
guy.
You're here. Just like, just super, okay. super nice.
Yeah. I like that description.
I don't know. I think that's an accurate description of the guy.
Yeah.
All right, we've made it to Reddit now. Not great.
No. Yeah. Downhill.
And then this is on subreddit r/nattyorjuice.
I like it.
It's just a whole subreddit where you post a picture of someone and go, natty or juiced? And then the comments go,
juiced.
I don't know. Yeah.
Probably most of them are just, yeah, juiced.
This comment says there's no one in the picture. It's a picture of John Cena.
Yeah. Show That's me the good. Guy. Show me that photo. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess no one really knows is what I'm gathering from these answers.
Yeah.
It sounds like everyone's pretty mixed on the matter.
Hmm. I like it.
I love that some of these are just pro athletes and they're like, natty or juiced. Like they don't get drug tested by the league they're playing in.
Well, you can speculate, I guess.
Yeah, I guess
hopefully
so.
Natty.
I would hope so.
Probably more entertaining if juiced, though. So,
would you do drugs? Specifically these ones to make you bigger?
Realistically, no. But, I mean, everybody's thought about it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I've heard it's, like, not fun after no, yeah.
It's got to be
very
bad.
Quickly.
Well, I mean, the term roid rage exists for a reason.
That's true.
But it would be fun to be ripped.
And, yeah, it would. And you're, like, you're messing with your hormones at that point, and that's no good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But they're only, what, 12 grand a month, so it's pretty doable for me in my current stage of life.
No, yeah, me too.
Maybe I'll
try
it out.
Between my rent, which is like, you know, 50K, and then
yeah,
all of our 90 people on payroll that I pay and you pay together, which most usually ends up to like a bit. So yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll come back and just be giant. What then?
Do they ever do like a, you know, 30-day free deal for roids?
Good point.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Money back guaranteed. Yeah.
Money back. If you don't get huge in that amount of time, you get your money back.
Yeah. Okay, fun. Kind of a fun new thing. We should both go on that Reddit page and just send like a photo of ourselves shirtless and ask juiced or nah. See what people say.
I feel you like know? We would get really mean comments, Mitchell. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but
I would feel sad.
We would have to kind of vibe check the Reddit page, because if they had good vibes, they would all say juiced. Just for
That's
fun.
True. Just to be like, curious. Ha ha, he's juiced. But if they'd have bad vibes, though,
yeah,
that puts
really
us in a bad position.
Poor self-esteem would happen. So
it would bum me out. I'm not going to lie to you. I would be sad.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not the biggest guy in the world.
No,
aware of that.
You are.
Oh, never mind. No, this just in. I am the biggest guy in the world.
You literally got a Planet Fitness subscription today, so.
Oh, that's good. Good point, yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be.
You know, one of my friends from back home posted a lifting picture, and he's pretty built. And he was in the Planet Fitness bathroom. And honestly, in my head, it did a little bit make me go like, all right, I can get big too, even at Planet Fitness. I don't need some fancy gym membership. That's so embarrassing, seeing that and being like, all right, yeah, I can do it because the gym you go to matters, not your diet or your frequency of working out.
Yeah. The color of the elliptical isn't what makes the difference. You know, if it's
purple, the major company that you're giving your money to come and make your life harder for an hour, that's what matters.
Yeah.
You ever think about that aspect where it's like our lives are so easy now, we pay to put ourselves in pain so that we can look better when otherwise, like, it would have been pretty natural if you're doing stuff without any modern stuff, which is not a complaint. I'd much rather pay to do it when I want to instead of have to do it to live.
I was born in the wrong generation. Should have been a hunter-gatherer. Dang it.
Wish I was out hunting and gathering. Instead, I'm inside.
Dang it, dude. I hate how I have a just very comfy two pillows, two blankets set up. One of them is a weighted blanket. It's, you know, an air conditioning in my house and a nice warm lamp that I can have on while I read and clean water all the time. It sucks.
I hate the fact that, like, today I was on the couch and I was a little chilly, so I reached up and turned up the thermostat hair just so it would warm up for a second. Gosh. Just terrible.
Ugh. I hate how I was a little bit uncomfortable today driving home in my really nice rental car with adaptive cruise control and lane turning assist and driving home from my parents' house, who love me, into my apartment where I have friends. I was just a little uncomfortable during my drive. Just a little bit.
Yeah, man. I hate, you know, just stuff like that really drives me up the wall. Like when I'm at my job that pays me comfortably and then I have to do like work.
Gosh. When I am in a world where I can make a podcast where the whole point is that people hear me talk more. Dang it. Frick. In this economy...
just terrible, but at least we have March Madness to get us through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate how I have access to watching other entertainment 24/7.
I hate the fact that I can just push this screen and little lights flash up and flicker in front of me to make a story that I like to see and makes my serotonin and dopamine fire. Ugh.
I can watch four games at once. Ugh.
I hate that. And then if I want to, it's two button pushes away to watch four different games.
Man. Yeah. Well, we have hard lives.
Yeah, honestly.
I have a couple other just random things that I thought were interesting.
Dude, let's bang them out.
Was listening to a podcast about like Nintendo today. I'm kind of back on the video game train because I've been playing my Switch a lot.
Recent acquisition.
Yeah. So quick new asset that I have. So I was just learning about some like updates with Nintendo stuff, and apparently Lego just put out like a new Mario set, but the like minifigures are like not quite like normal. They're like, they look more like Mario and they can like talk. I don't know. I didn't look it up. I just heard it, but they did something really interesting where they pushed a software update to the Lego minifigures and added like a new phrase for Mario to say that was like, where's Luigi? I really miss Luigi. I need Luigi. And then right after they pushed that, they then started selling a Luigi figure. And so I guess a couple interesting things. One, they can push a software update somehow to a toy, which is just kind of weird. And then, two, the fact that they're kind of manipulating these kids to then hear their guy say, I need Luigi. And then, like, a week later, the kid then sees a commercial that there's a Luigi. Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
Advertising genius, but kind of brutal for the parents.
Dude, your toy is asking for more toys?
Yeah.
Also, yeah, what? I'm seeing the Lego minifigure on sale at eBay for $57.95.
Yeah.
I want to find a YouTube video of this.
It is fascinating. Yeah, so I had never thought about that. In today's day, you can buy a toy and then get a software update that is essentially just an advertisement. It's kind of scary.
This is insane, dude. I did not know about this.
Yeah, I didn't know this today.
Let's see if I can play this. Okay, so like in what's it called? They had those games where you set the little pad out and then you buy the figurine and you put it on the pad and then they can fight each other.
Amiibo?
What was that?
Huh? Oh, are you talking, well, that's like the Nintendo version. Are you talking about like Skylanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that sort of technology where you can put them on certain pieces which activate a sound or something or other. Which is still very strange. And I'm not going to lie, dude. This is old man yelling at the sky right now. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And these sets are not even creative.
No.
Have you seen these sets?
I'm looking at them, and they're so expensive.
Mitchell, they're not creative. They're expensive. They're not learning anything about structure or building. The only thing in this like game that seems to have any sort of like building characteristics is this random ship. Otherwise, it's all just like these random paths with like obstacle courses, just like basically video game in real life, which I think is so dumb. And I really hate this. I really do hate this.
Do you see the NES, Nintendo Entertainment, that has like the TV with Mario on it? That's pretty cool. Are you seeing this one on the Lego website?
NES, I just looked at Mario. TV. Oh, yeah, that's cool. See, like, that's different, though. That's not...
It's also $270, and it'll ship in 60 days, so...
Bro, they gotta source the raw plastic to make it.
They gotta grow it.
Yeah. I don't like that, man.
Well, don't get into Lego, because it's a slippery slope.
No, I like the TV thing. That's cool.
No, I mean, but the other ones. It's just so expensive.
I think that's terrible. The integration of electronics with Lego is very dumb.
A little weird. But yeah, I just thought that was fascinating. Just pushing an ad weird. To the toy.
Pushing an ad straight up, yeah. I'm surprised they don't get in trouble for like, can't you not advertise to kids or something?
I don't know. I guess it's technically not ad, but it is kind of manipulative.
Children, it's important to comply with truth in advertising standards. Oh, you can advertise directly to children.
Good. Because they have like minds that are formed enough to kind of discern things, right? Would you say so?
Right. Understandable.
I think they recently actually changed the date where your mind's fully formed. It was 25. I think they just changed it to like 3.5.
Oh, four? They dropped it. That's nice. Well, that's good. Does that affect people who, like, are we grandfathered in, or do we have to still wait till 24 to fully form?
I think we have to wait. I think it's anybody born after, like, the certain cutoff a few years ago. But, yeah,
all right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, it's like I still have my, you know, lapses of judgment for sure.
Just yeah.
Like, you know, forget to walk, forget how to walk, stuff like that. Yeah. It's like crawling around for a little bit, kind of embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But, you know. Count down the months. In April, I'll be 24 and be fully formed. So,
well, it's 25, actually. So you have another year.
All right. That's longer than I thought. I was really planning on 24. I made some big plans.
I only have 5 months, so I can kind of let you know what's up.
Yeah, for sure. Let me know what being fully formed is like.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know. I'd like to try it someday.
Yeah. It sounds like a good time. We'll have to see. But
you're getting close. You're almost there.
I know. Man.
Not me, though. I'll be a little dumb marshmallow brain for a while.
Yeah, that's okay. Enjoy it. You know, kids these days try to grow up too fast, so just enjoy it.
Oh.
So.
You, what else you got?
I was hanging out with my family this weekend and my niece and nephew, and I was trying to think of like funny stories. A lot of them are just like you had to be there, you know.
But that's part of like a good memory, though.
Yeah.
Like it literally can only exist in your memory. You can't tell anyone else about it because it's not going to be the same in translation.
Yeah. But there was one funny thing that my nephew was saying where you would ask him he's like kind of learning his numbers and letters and stuff. And you would ask him how to spell his name. And you'd say, how do you spell your name? And he'd go, P-I-N-G-O, obviously. And you go, yeah, that's correct.
Bingo.
And then you'd ask him, how do you spell Uncle Jesse's name? He'd say, P-I-N-G-O, obviously. You know, P-I-N-G-O. He's, okay, how do you spell Grammy's name? P-I-N-G-O. Okay, how do you spell hamburger? P-I-N-G-O. He's just convinced that every single thing is spelled P-I-N-G-O, which already is funny because it's like a spin-off of B-I-N-G-O.
I didn't even notice that. I thought he just like had a show he was obsessed with where the character's named Pingo or something and it spelled it out one time and he's like, that's how you spell everything.
No, I think he knew B-I-N-G-O because that's the classic. And then he just changed it to a much funnier word. Pingo is just objectively so much funnier than bingo.
That is a hilarious word. I think he should write a book. Yeah. Pingo, 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 pingo.
Yeah. How do you spell once upon a time? P-I-N-G-O, 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 P-I-N-G-O.
Yep. That checks out with me.
Done.
Yep.
So, all right. Yeah, he's a genius.
Someone get this man a book contract.
Yeah. Kids are just hilarious. They just say, kids say the darndest things, don't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not three yet, is he?
He's four.
Oh. So he must not be grandfathered in then.
I think he was born a few months before the cutoff. I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
So he has to wait another 21 years?
Yeah, that's tough, man.
That's a while. That is a while. But
what a brutal switch.
I know. But
surprised they didn't just grandfather us in, but hey.
Yeah. He's also in kind of the good old days of life, you know, childhood. And it is
when
wild,
everything
though.
Is spelled P-I-N-G-O.
Yeah. The simple days. Nowadays, like, I don't know. I know how things are spelled and it just kind of stresses me out a little bit.
Sometimes it changes too.
Yeah. Like when I grew up in London and color had a U in it. Now I'm in Ohio.
You know, at least Glamour never dropped a U.
It's true. Thank goodness. Yeah. That is, yeah. Man.
That's a what's his name bit?
Nate Bargatze?
Yep.
Yep. That's classic. I think that's from SNL skit, right?
Yep. I just watched that skit the other night.
Same.
I was showing my brother, that's my heat. I was showing my brother Shane Gillis's SNL because he hadn't seen it. And then we watched the special, too.
Did you watch Shane's monologue?
No, he had seen it, but
on SNL?
I did.
Yeah, very interesting.
I feel like you didn't like it.
Well, it was funny because you could tell he was like nervous, and he even said it himself. He's like, I can't do any of my stuff here. So he tried like one joke, and you could like kind of tell who in the audience were actual fans of him, and everybody else was like, who is this guy?
Yeah,
it was hard to watch, but I think I understood.
You thought it was hard to watch?
Yeah, it was kind of awkward because people just didn't think he was funny.
I feel like this is definitely one of those cases of if you've watched his stand up and enjoyed it before, this was like just another stand up bit. Sweet, awesome, good. But if you hadn't seen it before, I think you watched it like, wow, he really can't hold like a straight face, and he keeps on saying and yeah. And he's using his hands a lot. Kind of, what is this guy doing? But, like, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't deliver, like, the most. I mean, he does. His pauses and his gaps and things and ums and yes, I feel like we're definitely from nerves. But he also, that's partly how he kind of performs, too. Very casual. He's not delivering zippy one-liners or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's more like storytelling and things.
Yeah. So I'm not really.
But also, I am a huge Shane defender. I'll defend him until I die.
Fair. I haven't watched a lot of his stuff, but yeah, it was just like kind of the wrong audience for him, and he was just kind of having to struggle through it a little bit.
Yeah.
So you could just tell he was struggling through it a little bit, but
it was a very polarizing response too from everyone. I don't know if you saw afterwards, but it was either Shane Gillis delivers the most insane best monologue ever, or Shane Gillis bombs on SNL stage, and it was like no in between.
Yeah, no.
I think we can all sit and agree that it was a good monologue, Wasn't great.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it again after this.
Okay. I like it.
Man, I hate politics. Let's stop talking about it. Let's stop talking about politics, please. Please.
Please, I need a break.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Fun.
I'm probably going to watch probably Ben Shapiro for about 7 hours after this.
Yep. I'm going to watch probably Fox News for a long time.
I know I can watch like four baseball games at the same time or basketball games, but I like to watch MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and CBS News all at the same time.
Yeah. I like to watch just four separate PragerU videos at the same time. That's what I like.
There we go. I like to watch, I don't know any left-wing style PragerU's channels.
But modern media. Disney, am I right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what Disney's been up to. I don't know. Is that a hot take or not?
I don't know either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our politics talk is probably not a segment we should do very often.
All opinions shared are not our own.
I'm pretty tapped out on my politics knowledge after this episode. That was it. Mm-hmm. That was all I had. I had senator's name.
Mostly just Foursquare is what we know. That's our life.
We know Foursquare very... Yeah, Foursquare, that's our bread and butter.
Yeah, Mini Michael Jackson.
Should we start another podcast?
For Foursquare?
That's just... Yeah, just Foursquare pod.
I doubt that exists. Let's look it up. We could be the first.
I don't know what we talk about past the first episode. We talk about rules.
Strategies, famous players, famous landmarks, famous history. Yeah. Some of the great Foursquare debates of the last century.
What if we did just go insane and do four episodes of like just highly detailed, historically correct Foursquare podcasting?
That would be awesome. There is a podcast called Foursquare, but it's... Whoa. Wait. They started with episode 2. There's no episode 1, but it's called Cherry Bombs Explained. So maybe it's about Foursquare.
That sounds like it's about Foursquare.
Episode 3 is called The Danger Zone. And then episode 4 is called $5.
What's the most recent episode they put out?
Episode 4. These were all in summer of 2017, by the way. All three of these episodes.
Oh, interesting. I would have thought it would have been summer of like 2020.
Nah. They were ahead of the curve on. So I guess there technically is one Foursquare pod. The other ones are all like churches called something Foursquare Church is all the other ones.
Well, that's classic.
But
what it means to be a modern man, Gen Z in the workplace.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I guess we...
Stories from our childhood from August of 2020.
What is this?
This is another podcast called Foursquare.
Oh, nice.
That's funny.
I like it.
Well, nope, actually, I think that was just the name of the episode. Anyways.
Oh. Well, fun. Well, we'll be the second Foursquare podcast. And
we'll do a better
posted,
job, though.
They posted 3 episodes.
We'll actually post our first episode.
Yeah, we will.
Well, maybe. I can't promise that now.
We're on 55, so that's pretty good.
How's our rating doing?
That's a good question. I don't even know if I want to just check, you know?
Oh, 2.6.
Okay, it's been at 2.6 for a while, so.
Man, that stinks. I wonder who
we're at 4.5 on Apple Pod, though, so that's better.
That's good. 4.5?
Yeah.
What?
So, no new reviews. So I want to see some reviews here soon. Would love to talk through
everyone
some.
Everyone go review us.
Voice memo. Leave us a voice message.
Oh, please do that.
Link in our bio or whatever.
I would love some social interaction via voice memo.
Send us a text that is a voice message of a Bagel University segment. We'll play it and learn.
Oh, yeah. Better. We haven't done that in a while.
So anyway.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's spring break, so school is not currently in session.
True.
We adhere by
the
calendar, academic calendar.
The academic calendar, we abide by that.
Yep.
I mean, we all have right. to being as they're getting a degree, but yeah.
That's true. All right. Keep those fields, right?
Thank you all for listening.
I don't want to see no cherry bombs, all right? No crow's feet. No chicken feet.
What's the chicken feet?
That's when you throw it at their feet, and it bounces off the feet, and you call chicken feet, then they're out.
That's shoe shine.
Well, not if you're from Kentucky. Here in Carroll County, we call chicken feet. You city folk.
What are they called?
City folk. Call it shoe shine. I got a shoe shine.
Is big business executive. Southern thing?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, we'll take it.
All right.
Oh, you fell over.
Oh, Ethan's phone fell over. Well, big city folk, phone falling over. All right. Well, hey, have a good week. Leave a review.
All right, I'll see y'all. I'm going up to the big city now.
All right, I'll see y'all. And two flaps of a lamb's tail.
Lambs have tails.
Shakes of a lamb's tail. Frick. Two shakes. Oh, my gosh. Shakes of a lamb's tail. I'm so sorry.
I don't think they have tails, dude.
The lambs have tails. Look them up. You're thinking lamb. Of humans.
Oh, dude. I do that all the time. You're right.
I can
right.
almost guarantee you're thinking of just a human person.
Yep. Lambs do not have tails.
Oh, really?
Nah, they do. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, thank goodness, dude. I was staking my whole reputation on that one.
I hate that. They should cut them off.
Yeah? Well, that could be that your note, new thing.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Yep.
Thank Bye. You all for listening.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Sleep well. Have a good Wednesday.
Good night.
Bagel.